Good morning. It's 7:43. You're listening to Morning Edition on WAMC, and we're joined with our political observer, Dr. Alan Shartok. Good morning, Alan.
And good morning to you, and thanks for filling in for David, who's getting a long-deserved one day off. So let's begin.
Yes, we'll start with the latest on the coronavirus pandemic. Yesterday, the FDA authorized use of the Pfizer vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds. The news also came at the same time as the World Health Organization officially designated a variant in India as a cause for concern.
Well, sure. Look, the longer this virus is around, the more we will see this kind of thing where there are offshoots and changes, and it's all very worrisome. On top of that, of course, comes the news that we are expanding the horizon of those people who will be vaccinated, including people who are much younger. And as far as I'm concerned, I've always felt this, that is really the way to go. Let's just thank our lucky stars that this country has had vaccinations to the point where almost half the country has had a vaccination of some kind. For those people who are not getting vaccinations, shame on you. This is something that we need to do in order to preserve what we have. And we have seen the example of India and other countries. Look, the numbers are going down. We're feeling better. We're opening things up. But that doesn't mean we can relax our guard.
Now, yesterday, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy told Republicans they can expect a Wednesday vote on whether to strip Liz Cheney from her leadership post in the party. We know he backed New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik over the weekend. What are your thoughts going into this?
Well, we know it's a foregone conclusion. History is going to record Cheney as a heroine at this moment. Look, she has very conservative values. You can go back and you can find all kinds of examples of things she's done and said that won't make a liberal quite happy or anybody in the middle, I think, quite happy. Nevertheless, right now, she is the woman of the moment. We know what's going on here. This is very close to open warfare between the Bushies, in other words, George Bush, George W. Bush, and the new radical Trumpians. They're going to throw her out. Yes, the Republican Party, as it is now, will be happy to do Donald Trump's bidding in fear of him coming out against them. But in the end, take a look at the numbers. Biden's doing extremely well. Trump is in the low 30s, if that, at this stage. So they find themselves prisoners, these Republican senators and congresspeople, despite the fact that the country is going the other way, of doing something that is going to have to be seen as counterproductive. Look, they're going to lose moderate Republicans. And let's say the Republican Party is still behind Trump in many ways. That won't help them. There'll be many Republicans who don't like this. And that's enough to tip an election. Our definition of a blowout election is 5%. So if 5% go from one side to the other, the Democrats will do very well. There's an expectation that in the off-year elections that the party out of power with the president will do better. But maybe, just maybe, because of all of this, the Republicans will do worse.
Now, one of the major stories yesterday was, of course, the violence in Israel. And some lawmakers are pushing President Joe Biden to respond to that. What's going on over there, Alan?
Well, the American government is committed to Israel. There's no question. Read the statements in the papers this morning. Nevertheless, this is a horrible situation. You better believe it's going to help Netanyahu, who has always been elected because he says he offers the way to deal with the Arabs in the worst kind of bellicose ways. We also know that the Israelis have some responsibility. You don't take people's houses away from them and expect that there will be no consequences. On the other hand, Hamas sending terrible rockets into Israel is reprehensible and needs to be dealt with, as indicated by the American government. There is no good way, because Netanyahu has been elected, because he says he will deal with these things, this only strengthens his hand. In the beginning, he said he might form the new government based on Arab participation. Well, that's not going to happen now. There is a watchful waiting on everybody's part that everybody will come to their senses. I would certainly believe that the Israeli government should put a stop to some of the grabs of people's homes and things like that, Arab homes, because it doesn't help anything and it just incites more and more violence.
our political observer, Dr. Alan Shartok. Alan, thank you so much for getting up early with me and bearing with me here.
Yeah, you're terrific. Thank you for doing it. And you've been there all the time, and you've been doing great work. And we all are so respectful of your getting up early yourself and doing what you're doing. Thank you.